Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where you get a deeper look at stories from our radio newsrooms across the country. Today, On Deadline is looking at a little-discussed consequence of climate change that's hurting our wallets nationwide. You don't have to be politically progressive to know that no matter the insurance company you go through, home insurance premiums are becoming more costly. It doesn't matter where you live or what you do for a living. Everyone from farmers to corporate executives are being affected. This is, in part, thanks to the recent influx in natural disasters that seem like they're becoming more common and more destructive. Case in point, Asheville, North Carolina, which is hundreds of miles from any coast, is still trying to repair roads and get food and water to thousands of people hit by Hurricane Helene 2 weeks ago. That storm had an eye so wide that it tore through areas that never see hurricanes. Think about that with the news that online insurance marketplace Insurify reports that in the last 2 years, home insurance premiums have risen by more than 20%, and rates are expected to rise nationwide at an average of 6% this year alone. The reasoning behind the jump in premiums? Natural disasters. Everybody is concerned about it, said Desiree Avila, a South Florida realtor shared with Insurify. Because of all the storms and hurricanes and weather events that happen here in South Florida, we've just seen, over the past years, homeowners insurance go up a lot. Currently, home insurance is most expensive in Florida out of all 50 states, with homeowners paying just shy of $11,000 every year to protect their homes. Even worse, premiums are expected to rise another 7% in the state next year. The next closest yearly premium is about half what Floridians pay. That's found nearby in Louisiana, where it still costs more than $6,000 a year. In the wake of Hurricane Helene, Americans and insurance companies alike have been left scrambling. Dr. John Abraham from the University of St. Thomas joined Odyssey to share more on the rise in home insurance thanks to climate change.
First of all, why would anybody buy property down there?
Well, some people like the heat.
Like to be on the water.
Yeah, right. Some people like the sand that gets in your shoes when you go to the beach and the heat and the scorching sun. Some people love that stuff. And, you know, Florida's always had a reputation of a getaway place, of a resort kind of vacation place. But people are really waking up, and they're being woken up by the cost of living down there, as you pointed out. And just before we got online here, you and I were talking about the insurance rates. And insurance has risen a lot in Minnesota, but nothing like it's risen in the southeast part of the U.S., especially Florida. And it is becoming prohibitively expensive to maintain infrastructure in some parts of Florida, and that cost is being sent down to consumers and the end users, and it's making it less viable as an option. So I think you're going to see people start to turn their eyes away from Florida as a destination or a living place and look for other parts of the country that are more amenable to to quiet, happy living without big catastrophes.
Part of the problem here, too, you know, we talk about the more frequency of stronger storms. And part of the problem with that, I think, is like it's almost constant now where you have like, oh, there's another hurricane happening. And we're, it seems to be, it used to be, like even 10, 20 years ago when a serious hurricane formed, it gripped the nation and we were paying attention to it. Now it seems to happen with so much frequency that we almost like don't even pay attention to it anymore. Certainly if you live there, you're paying attention to it. But is that part of the problem here? So we get kind of complacent as to how we pay attention to these things if we're not directly involved?
That's definitely part of it. But the problem is we are involved. It's just not as direct.
Right?
So when you have a $10 billion weather disaster in Florida, it does impact us through insurance rates, through federal expenditures to try to rebuild those communities. I'm going to go back through memory lane. Do you remember 2012? We had Superstorm Sandy that hit New York, and I think that cost us $65 billion. And it wasn't just New Yorkers were paying for that. Look, we have a shared common interest in making sure that our neighbors get uplifted when they experience tragedy. And so we help them out. And at the end of the day, it costs us all. And so there is this sense of, oh, it's down there. It doesn't matter to me. But those costs do trickle through the economy. And we end up feeling the brunt as well. So in an integrated economy, everyone is connected to everyone.
We have a lot of Minnesotans that go to Naples. A lot of people, you know, there are on the West Coast. What's your advice to people that have homes down there, that vacation down there, that want to continue to go down there?
Well, if you do want to continue to go down there, then you have to adapt. And what does adaptation means? It means to set yourself up so that you can withstand more of these storms. You know, Adam, you were talking about how there's this endless drone of storm after storm after storm. And actually what's happening is it's an endless drone of big storms.
Yeah.
I mean, we can have 100 rainstorms in Minnesota, but it's that one biggest rainstorm that causes all the damage. And the same thing is true with hurricanes. A few small hurricanes don't really cause that much damage. You know, 10 Category 1 hurricanes are going to cause a small amount of damage compared to one Category 5. And what's happening is we are having more of the most severe storms, those storms that cause the most damage. And why is that? Well, if you look at a map of the Gulf of Mexico over which Helene is passing, it is really, really hot. And we can look at these ocean temperatures and what we call sea surface temperatures in the scientific community, and they are telling the story that the upper levels of our oceans are getting warmer. That's providing fuel to these storms, and it's making what used to be a Category 1 or 2 into a Category 3, 4, or 5. And that's really where the economic costs are being driven from.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hurricane Helene caused damage throughout several states in the southeast, from Florida all the way north to Virginia, and as far west as Tennessee. While homes were left destroyed, many who didn't expect to be in the path of the storm and who didn't have flood coverage have now been left desperately trying to find ways to repair the damage done to their property by flooding. Ryan Serhant, a realtor who appears on Netflix's Owning Manhattan, shared with Fox Business that only 2 or 4% of homeowners affected by Hurricane Helene actually have flood insurance. When it comes to protection as a whole, Bankrate found in its 2024 Extreme Weather Survey that 1 in 4 United States homeowners say they're unprepared for the potential costs associated with extreme weather events in their area. Now, experts like Jeffrey Schlegelmulch, the director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University's Earth Institute, are warning that disasters like Helene are only going to become more common.
So let's make this very clear up front that climate change is having an impact on these storms.
Absolutely. You know, for different hazard types, different types of things like storms, wildfires, there's some degree of uncertainty, but we're actually absolutely seeing an impact from climate change. And actually, just before this call, I saw one of the first attribution models, which is actually sort of looking at to what degree climate change is actually influencing some of these storms compared to a world where we don't have this level of climate change.
Oh, tell us more about that.
Yeah, so this study is from Climameter, and it's based on the analysis that they did. They're looking at hurricanes similar to Helene, and they're showing that they're becoming up to 20% wetter, so having up to 17 millimeters a day of water added, so it's more significant rainfall, as well as stronger winds, up to about 7% stronger winds as a result of this. There's a number of other climate attribution models that are in the works now. We'll see them coming out over the next couple of days and even weeks, but I think this is consistent with what we're seeing with a lot of major events like this, where it's a significant contribution to what we're seeing out there.
We've been reading reports about warming waters in the Gulf, warming waters in the Atlantic, and that helps feed into these hurricanes, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. When you have warmer water and you have more of this evaporation going up into the storms. And I'm not a meteorologist by background. I have to lean on my colleagues here for a lot of that information. But also there were some conditions ahead of time with some of the wet soil and even just some of the behavior of these storms on how big they're getting. Some of them are stalling out closer to, and in this case, we actually saw it get further inland before it started to weaken and really dropping a lot of rainfall much further inland. And so there's a lot of uncertainty around these things, but also a clear trend where we're seeing just more dangerous behaviors of these weather patterns, as well as more of the hazards that come from it, the wind and the water and things like that.
Yeah, these pictures are really hard to look at. These people have really been impacted. Specifically with this storm, it was long lasting. And what made the size of it so big?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of different factors that go into this. But part of it, as you mentioned, is just the route that it took and the warming waters in the Gulf and just the opportunity for it to form up so quickly with so much of these conditions over the Gulf. But then the other piece as well, too, is that, Asheville, North Carolina, one of the places that we're seeing really hard hit, is an area that some people were thinking is a climate haven, as an area to sort of avoid the worst effects of climate change. And I think that this is also a reminder that this is touching all aspects of where we live and even areas that maybe are not as typically vulnerable, that all of that is changing in ways that we have, I always like to say, we have more data than we're using in our decision making, but there's actually still a lot that we don't know as well, too.
So, with an already challenging housing market, prospective homeowners should now add in the higher cost of home insurance premiums, no matter where they live, because natural disasters affect pricing across the country. But we'll pause here to take a breath. There may be some relief coming for home buyers, even as they're battered by higher insurance rates. Last month's move by the Federal Reserve Bank to slash interest rates may make home buying a little bit easier. For more on what the housing market is expected to do in the coming weeks, Travis Whitford with Bay Equity Loans joined Odyssey.
What are you predicting once this announcement comes through? Are you just expected to be flooded with a lot of people wanting to refinance and all that going on?
You know, well, here's an interesting thing. Contrary to popular belief, we're probably not going to see first mortgage rates drop a quarter or half of a percent today when the Fed drops their rates. There's so many factors that come into play that determine, you know, first mortgage rates. We've seen a pretty steep reduction in rates here over the last couple of months, and the Fed hasn't done anything with rates. You know, the last time they changed rates, I think, was June, July last year. And, I mean, we've seen rates be close to 8 to now, you know, hovering just under 6. And there hasn't been any change in rates, or any change in the Fed rates. So it'll be interesting. But I guarantee you we'll be fielding a tremendous amount of calls as a result of what happens today.
Well, okay. And I do want to hear about that. So what do you think are going to be some of the biggest questions? And let's answer them right now for people. What do you think we got? Yeah.
Well, for current people that are like in the process of buying a house and might be locked in, and they hear, oh, rates dropped a half. Can my mortgage drop a half now? And it's, unfortunately, it's most likely a no. So that, but here's the good thing about this. It's the trend that's going to continue to keep going forward. So, I mean, rates should continue to drop here as we progress. There's going to be lots of people that, you know, are going to be ready to refinance now. I'm already starting to field a bunch of calls pertaining to that. And it's just, you know, trying to time it out, figure out the best combination of interest rate and closing costs so you can recoup your closing costs in a timely manner and such. So some other calls that that's probably going to be the majority of the calls that you're going to get. Can I drop my rate a quarter or a half when the Fed dropped the rate today?
And you have to answer that over and over again. Yeah, you know who I feel for, though, are the first time home buyers. I tell you what, through these last 4 years, what has it been like for them and for this industry in general these last 4 years?
It has been a wild ride. You're talking about one extreme to the next. So 2000 and 2021, obviously record low interest rates, you know, that lots of refinances. People were able to buy their dream homes with, you know, affordable rates. But you know, now you got first time home buyers that entered the market, you know, in the second half of 22, and you know, they're thinking that they're, you know, gonna have 3% mortgage rates, and it's like 5-6, it keeps going up. I mean, affordability has been horrible for the first time home buyer here over the last better part of the last 2 years. So with the rate drop in rate, it definitely makes homes more affordable, especially as home prices stay high. You know, it hasn't been the perfect storm of home affordability for the first time home buyers here over the last 2 years, but hopefully we'll get some relief with that with rates. The other question is, how much is that going to bring the competition up? And then are you going to end up being able to, or are you going to have to overpay for a house, even though you got a lower rate, your payment's still higher because you have heavy competition for housing. Inventory is still pretty low with homes.
With the Atlantic hurricane season expected to continue through November, more storms may continue to wreak havoc on the southern parts of the United States and, in effect, cost more money to homeowners and insurance companies. Some other costly storms have also played a part in rising prices for home insurance. Climate.gov reports that in 2023, there were 28 separate weather and climate disasters that cost at least $1 billion. This set a record by 10 such events that included wildfires, flooding, winter storms, tornadoes, and even droughts. In 2022, the agency reported there were 18 such costly incidents. That was a tie for what was the most ever at the time with 2017 and 2011. That all happened before Hurricane Milton began to bear down on Florida, bringing with it the largest evacuation order in the state's entire history, as well as hours of long traffic jams, empty gas stations, potential for 15-foot surges, and a delay in the return of a NASA shuttle. Now we're just waiting to see what impact this storm will have on home insurance rates. In the meantime, we'll note that storm researcher Philip Klotzbach said this was officially the first time three simultaneous hurricanes were recorded in the Atlantic Ocean after September. Hurricane Milton didn't develop alone. Hurricanes Kirk and Leslie brewed alongside it. All of that was made possible by abnormally warm water in the Gulf of Mexico, fueled by, you might have guessed it, human-caused climate change. This show is produced by Joe Heedy, Christy Strouser, and by me. I'm Lauren Berry, and I want to say thanks for listening to On Deadline, Odyssey's serving of a top news story just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.